The federal government shutdown now threatens the country's largest anti-hunger program, known as SNAP. Here's White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt yesterday.
If Democrats continue to hold Americans hostage, there will not be enough funds to provide SNAP benefits for more than 40 million Americans on November 1st. That is next week.
A disruption like that has never happened before. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, the fallout would be widespread.
Sherry Jablonski is bracing to lose the $291 in food aid her disabled nephew gets each month. The 66-year-old widow lives near Pittsburgh and raised her nephew and two nieces as her own. Even without this looming crisis, her budget's a tightrope. This month,
I ran short because I didn't have enough to pay all the bills.
She skipped gas and electric to make her car payment.
Because if I don't pay them, I can't go to the doctors. I can't go to visit my mother, go see her and check on her.
So if her nephew's food benefit disappears in November, for sure it would ruin Thanksgiving. But she really worries the family won't have heat as temperatures drop.
I don't have propane heaters. I have an electric heater. And if the electric goes out, we're screwed.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, helps one in eight people in the U.S., who get, on average, $186 a month.
The vast majority are children, working people, older Americans, veterans, and people with disabilities.
Joel Berg is CEO of Hunger Free America.
If the SNAP program shuts down, we will have the most mass hunger suffering we've had in America since the Great Depression.
For most poor people, he says SNAP's the only money they get directly. Cash welfare was slashed in the 90s, and Medicaid goes to doctors, hospitals, and drug companies.
The only thing that really helps moderate-income and low-income Americans meet their basic monthly expenses is the SNAP program, and that's why it's so vital, not only in terms of fighting hunger, but just keeping tens of millions of Americans afloat each month.
On top of this, another nutrition program may also run out. WIC helps 7 million pregnant women and new parents. The Trump administration shifted funding to last a few weeks, and some states say they have money for WIC. But it's harder with SNAP because it's so huge, $8 billion a month. Even amping up food banks can nowhere near make up for that. So there's pressure on the Agriculture Department to keep it going.
Not just that they can, but they must do this.
That's Katie Berg, no relation to Joel, with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. She argues there's a legal requirement to fund SNAP since it's an entitlement program. Plus,
SNAP still has billions of dollars in what are called contingency reserves that could fund the bulk of what is needed for November benefits. Situations like this are precisely why Congress provides them.
She says the Trump administration could also shift other money like it's done to help WIC. The Agriculture Department did not respond to an NPR query about whether it has a legal obligation to keep funding SNAP. In a statement, a spokesperson blamed Democrats for risking food aid by keeping the government shut down. Meanwhile, Sherry Jablonski struggles to think how she could bring in more money if her nephew's food aid disappears.
I'm not in the greatest of health. I can't stand on my feet 24/7.
For now, she's making big batches of soup and freezing it for later. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.